Peter Dring, a bird bander who lives in northern Wisconsin, used to be the director of my favorite nature center in Chicago, the Little Red Schoolhouse. Peter sent me a couple of stories from his experiences at the nature center. He writes, "I started leading field trips in 1960 every Saturday morning. Sometimes I would find as many as 35 or 40 people, while other times I would walk by myself. Now, I've been known to elaborate on a subject if I thought my group might be somewhat gullible, and this brings me to a memorable trip in the mid-60s leading a group of four women. It was spring, and a pair of pied-billed grebes were nesting in a patch of cattails, and they would give their very distinctive call every 5 or 10 minutes. Well, noting that my group were novices and gullible, I informed them that it was the only bird I knew that laid square eggs, and today was egg-laying day. They promptly voiced their disbelief, so I said, just listen, and sure enough, the call was heard again. It sounds like, ow, 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 ow. And of course, I informed them it had just laid another egg. At that, one lady turned to another and said, well, I never would have believed it. Peter Dring continues, as the walk progressed, the grebe would call every so often and they would comment, there, another egg, with a big smile on their faces. Towards the end of the trip, I finally fessed up. You know, I said, I've been known to kind of pull folks' legs at times. The grebe calling is the male and, of course, doesn't lay eggs, and if an egg was laid with every vocalization, there would be a lot of eggs in that nest. They all had a good laugh and asked if the rest of the birds we heard were for real, and I assured them that they were. Peter Dring was probably inspired by my story about a raven in Port Wing stealing my wristwatch when he sent me this story about a nestling crow brought to the Little Red Schoolhouse in the 1960s. He writes, "It was only about 5 or 6 days old. Crows are among the easiest birds to raise. They have a voracious appetite and don't seem to be upset with people. When Whiskey, as we named it, was about a month to 6 weeks old, we determined that it was too tame to release, and we brought it into the nature center and it became an exhibit animal. We kept Whiskey until the center closed in late October, and then one of the naturalists took it home to overwinter it. The following spring, it was returned to the nature center and again placed on exhibit. It did great, a favorite of the thousands of visitors, until one day in mid-June when one of the summer aides left the cage door open and Whiskey was out the door." Peter Dring continues, "It seemed to enjoy people so much it stayed nearby, and visitors could offer it bits of food, and it was much photographed to the delight of children. Then a problem arose. Whiskey, it seemed, had a propensity for shiny objects and would swipe them and carry them away. Things like coins, bits of foil paper, pop-top can tabs, and car keys. The big problem was the car keys. A mom would approach her car with her child, open the car, and place the keys on top while she arranged the child in the seat. Whiskey would swoop down and grab the keys and fly away, and there was the poor mom stranded with no keys. For some reason, the Nature Center staff did not hear about this for a week or two. The stranded motorists would call home and someone would have to come out with more keys. Finally, a mom came to us with the problem and left us with a dilemma. Where was Whiskey putting the keys? After due consideration, we formed a plan of action. I stationed staff all around the center and took some old keys and had a visitor go to a car and place the keys on the roof. Sure enough, Whiskey came down and grabbed them, and this time the staff watched that old crow fly up to the roof and deposit the keys in the rain gutter. We brought out a ladder and climbed up to where Whiskey had put the keys, and the cache was interesting to say the least. We recovered 9 sets of keys, almost $4 in change, no pennies, apparently not shiny enough, and a large collection of miscellaneous pieces of shiny things." Peter adds, "We put an announcement up in the Nature Center about the stolen car keys, and we finally returned all the keys, though it took about 2 months. I thought it best to apprehend the thieving crow, so I set out a trap, caught him, and back in the cage he went. Whiskey lived happily, I hope, for another 14 years. Those stories were from Peter Dring, and I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.